of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doug Lucas from the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading from the fall edition of the U.S. Veterans Magazine. Today's edition has Montel Williams on front and says, "Lifetime of Service on and off the battlefield," and we'll read that in just a moment. But first, I'm going to read from the message from the editor, and it states, "Honoring service, fueling purpose." This fall, we're proud to feature Montel Williams, veteran advocate and trailblazer, on the cover of U.S. magazine, U.S. Veterans Magazine. His unwavering commitment to service, both in and out of uniform, reflects the very mission of this publication, empowering our nation's heroes to thrive in every chapter of life. In this issue, we celebrate the accomplishments and resilience of our community through our annual Top Veteran-Friendly Employers and the Top Yellow Ribbon School Lists. These recognitions shine a spotlight on the companies and institutions that are making real, measurable commitments to supporting veterans, transitioning service members, and their families. From meaningful employment to higher education, the resources are stronger and more accessible than ever before. We also take pride in being recognized by LA Fleet Week for our outstanding commitment to service, active duty service, to serving active duty service members and the community. It's an honor we share with each contributor, partner, and reader who champions our veteran community. Inside, you'll find stories that inspired the historic achievement of Gabriel White, the first woman to conquer Best Ranger, insights on thriving through stress, and entrepreneurial lessons from veterans who've built bold new futures. Don't miss our guide to mastering your money after military life and retirement 101 for spouses. Whether you're navigating a career change, pursuing education, or seeking wellness and connection, this issue was created with you in mind. Because at the U.S. Veterans Magazine, we believe the mission never ends. It simply evolves. And I'm going to start off with the article about Montel Williams, and it's entitled "A Lifetime of Service on and Off the Battlefield." And it shows him a picture when he was in the U.S. Naval Academy, and another one in later in life wearing a military shirt that says "Military Makeover" with Montel. Montel Williams isn't just a familiar face, he's a trusted voice. As a trailblazing veteran, Williams returns to his third U.S. Veterans Magazine cover story, and with good reason. Over the years, he has remained at the forefront of meaningful work that directly impacts veterans' lives, using his platform to advocate for better health care, transitional support, and community reinvestment. From his decorated service in the U.S. Marine Corps and Navy to his decades of public advocacy, Williams continues to lead by example. He served on the board of the Fisher House Foundation for over 15 years, helping ensure military families have free lodging near VA hospitals. He hosts Military Makeover, a nationally syndicated television series that renovates homes for veterans' families in need. And behind the scenes, he's helping advance cutting-edge PTSD therapies tailored specifically for the veteran population. Leading with impact. Now in his late 60s, Williams remains a relentless force, whether advocating for alternative treatments, launching tech partnerships, or simply showing up where he's needed most. Williams is proving once again that service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. It evolves. This is the story of what comes next and how one veteran continues to lead with integrity, intention, and impact. Williams' path to becoming one of the most visible veterans in America began, like many others, with a need for direction. A high-achieving student and musician in school, his initial dream was to become a rock star. When that didn't materialize, and with limited financial options for college, he looked for something more stable. "My parents had already sent three kids to college, and I didn't want to be another burden," he said. A close friend who had returned from the Marine Corps, made a powerful impression. When I saw him come back changed, more focused, more grounded, I thought, maybe this is for me. He joined the military through the delayed entry program. What followed was a rapid rise, promotions, selection to the Naval Academy Prep School, and then graduations for the U.S. Naval Academy. He became a cryptologic officer. Thank you, Doug. Assigned to the National Security Agency, where he served on submarines, aircraft carriers, and cruisers. He deployed extensively and earned a degree in Russian from Defense Language Institute. But while his military career was distinguished, it was also marred by something far too common in the veteran community: misdiagnosed medical issues. I suffered from medical issues that were misdiagnosed at the academy, after the academy, and throughout my active duty, he recalled. That experience opened my eyes to how many service members suffer in silence, overlooked, undertreated, or dismissed. It's this experience that ignited his lifelong commitment to advocating for veterans' health care. Once I got out, I realized I could be a voice for those who weren't being heard, William said. That's become my mission. One of the most visible platforms for the mission is military. Is Military Makeover, a nationally syndicated television show that renovates the homes of veteran families in just 10 days. Williams took over as host after being personally recommended by the show's original host, Gunnery Sergeant R. Lee Emery. Gunny knew he was passing, and he told them he wanted me to take over, Williams said. It meant everything to be trusted with that. Since taking the reins, Williams and the team have transformed the lives of more than 24 veteran families. We bring in the whole community, he explained. In a recent build in Arizona, we had more than 80 volunteers, neighbors, strangers, all showing up to help. That's what it's all about. Not just rebuilding a home, but restoring hope. The impact is tangible. 23 out of 24 families we've helped had at least one person suffering from PTSD, he said. Some are still carrying invisible scars from service 15 years ago. Giving them a safe, functional space to heal, that's powerful. Williams is also deeply engaged in advancing PTSD treatment and recently lent his voice to the Research and Recognition Projects, or RTM, Reconciliation of Traumatic Memories Protocol. That therapy, designed to help individuals rapidly process trauma without medication, has shown extraordinary promise. RTM has a 75 to 90% success rate for veterans who go through it, he said. They remit all their symptoms in 5 to 10 hours. No drugs, no long-term programs, just healing. The data speaks volumes with double-blind clinical trials conducted at respected institutions such as Walter Reed and King's College London. This should be the standard of care for PTSD, William said. But like anything transformative in medicine, it's been met with resistance. Until our community demands it, it'll stay stuck in bureaucracy. That frustration of knowing there's a better way and watching the system move too slowly is one of William's channel's interaction. It's why he remains on the board of the Fisher House Foundation, which builds free lodging near VA hospitals for the families of veterans undergoing treatment. Imagine being an E4 with a spouse and child, trying to afford a hotel room for a week while your loved one is in recovery, he said. Fisher House eliminates that burden. They even cover flights and meals. It's a lifeline. He's also championing new medical technologies such as My Medical Images, a platform that allows veterans to securely upload and share diagnostic imaging from their smartphones. Veterans know the pain of dragging discs around to every appointment, he said. Now you can just pull up your scans in seconds. It's cloud-based, HIPAA complement, and it empowers patients. Despite everything on his plate, television, advocacy, technology partnerships, Williams remains grounded in purpose. People ask what keeps me going, he said. It's simple. I don't think I've done enough yet. For veterans transitioning out of the military, Williams offers hard-won wisdom. You're not losing your identity, you're transforming it, he said. The skills you've learned in uniform matter out here, too. Leadership, resilience, discipline, that stuff translates. His own transition wasn't seamless. For a while, I was running my TV shows like I was still in command, he laughed. I forgot to say please and thank you, but I learned. You adapt. You grow. That's what service teaches you. Williams encourages veterans to reflect, recalibrate, and reach out. Spend time with yourself, he said. Understand you've finished one chapter, but you've got many more to go. Most recently, Williams added an author to his long list of titles with the release of his book, The Sailing of the Intrepid. The project explores the remarkable history of the USS Intrepid, an aircraft carrier that survived torpedoes, kamikaze attacks, and multiple redeployments during its decades of service. This ship is unsinkable, is the unsinkable Molly Brown of the Navy, he said. It just kept coming back. Its resilience mirrored the very spirit of the American warfighter. What struck Williams most about the integrity and bravery of the crew. After suffering a torpedo strike that jammed its rudder, the crew rigged a makeshift sail to counterbalance the ship's steering and navigated 1,200 miles back to Hawaii. That's grit, he said. That's what our veterans are made of. Today, the Intrepid is a floating museum, and through his book, Williams hopes it will inspire a new generation of Americans to better understand and appreciate military sacrifice. As Williams graces the cover of U.S. Veterans Magazine for a third time, he has returned with a deep resolve grounded in his unwavering dedication to those who serve. Williams has spent every chapter of his life in pursuit of service that matters, and we applaud the work he is doing in support of our veteran community. When asked what legacy he hopes to leave for the veterans community, he doesn't hesitate. We alone know our worth, and it's how we support each other, how we make sure our government supports us, that will define us for eternity. And as for how he chooses to live, his personal motto speaks volumes. I alone own the definition of who I am, and I don't believe in the words I can't. Every minute I have an opportunity to make a difference and help someone. It's been an honor to share his journey again, and something tells us there's still more ahead where Williams is concerned. Because Williams doesn't just leave a legacy, he builds it. Next article is Sailing Through History, the Queen Mary Hosts Veterans Day Celebration. This Veterans Day, one of the nation's most storied ships will again serve as a beacon of remembrance and gratitude. On November 11, 2025, the Queen Mary will open its decks to veterans, active duty military personnel, and their families for a day of free admission, heartfelt tributes, and patriotic celebration. Docked in Long Beach Harbor, the historic ocean liner will transform into a floating tribute to the men and women who have served the United States in uniform. From live music to interactive exhibits and family-friendly activities, the Queen Mary's Veterans Day event promises to blend history, honor, and community spirit in a setting unlike any other. Veterans Day aboard the Queen Mary is more than just a celebration. It's a living tribute to our heroes, said Steve Coloco, managing director. We're proud to offer a space where service members and their families can feel honored, connected, and appreciated. Although known for its luxury and transatlantic voyages, the Queen Mary also has a proud military history. During World War II, the ship was converted into a troop ship transporting over 800,000 Allied soldiers worldwide. Nicknamed the Grey Ghost for her camouflage paint and unmatched speed, she was a crucial asset to the war effort. In this way, the Queen Mary is a veteran herself, a fitting host for a day dedicated to honoring military service. Today, the Queen Mary is permanently moored in Long Beach, California, serving as a museum and event venue. However, on Veterans Day, the vessel assumes a more solemn role, serving as a place of reflection and remembrance. Guests attending the Veterans Day celebration can expect a full lineup of activities, many of which are designed to foster connection and gratitude. Veterans and their families will have the opportunity to meet the ship's officers, enjoy live performances, and participate in meaningful activities such as writing letters to active duty troops. Children and families are encouraged to take part in arts and craft stations, while history buffs can explore the ship's renowned exhibits. These include the Churchill exhibit, which highlights the British Prime Minister's wartime connections to the vessel, the engine room, the art gallery, and the ship model gallery. For those looking to enhance their visit, upgrades will be available for guided tours to the vessel, showcasing everything from its wartime service to its Art Deco grandeur. Dining options will also be open, along with shopping and ship's popular observation bar, offering guests a chance to relax and reflect with one of the best views in Long Beach. Admission to the Veterans Day celebration is free for veterans, active duty personnel, and their guests. Complimentary tickets can be reserved online at queenmary.com/whatsondeck. The Queen Mary's commitment to honoring veterans underscores a broader effort in Southern California to recognize the sacrifice of service members and build a bridge between military and civilian communities. This event is about showing the appreciation in a tangible way, Coloco said. It's our way of saying thank you, not just with words, but with an experience that resonates. As the nation prepares to honor its military community this Veterans Day, the Queen Mary offers a compelling reminder of how history and service intersect. Whether through a letter written to a deployed soldier, a conversation with a fellow veteran, or a quiet moment of reflection in the engine room, guests aboard the Queen Mary will find more than a celebration, they'll find a shared legacy of service and sacrifice. So I say, if you live out in the California area around Long Beach, go. Next article is The Sisterhood is Strong. These Vietnam War nurses returned to a country that didn't see them as veterans. They made sure to change that. Sitting on a pile of sandbags, a bronze sculpted nurse supports an injured soldier sprawled across her lap. Next to them, a nurse stands scanning the skies for any sign of medevac helicopter. A third kneels and slumps slightly forward with an empty helmet resting on her knee. For many, the Vietnam Women's Memorial on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., is their introduction to the service and sacrifice of a historically unrecognized group of heroes. During the Vietnam War, nightly news was dominated by images of fatigued war-fighting men navigating Vietnam's jungles. Rare was the image of a female nurse deftly working to save their lives. Yet, more than 265,000 women served across the globe during the Vietnam War, either in uniform or as a civilian personnel. An estimated 10,000 of them served in Vietnam, mostly as nurses. They saved countless lives, consoled gravely injured teenage soldiers, and held the hands of men as they took their last breaths. Donna Korf was a nursing student when she saw a picture of an Army nurse in a magazine. The ad read, "Join the Army, see the world." They took that from the Navy, by the way. The following year, Korf was on her way to Vietnam. When she arrived by ship, the men disembarked carrying rifles and wearing steel helmets. The women stepped off in baseball caps. Linda Swartz chose the Air Force after seeing a magazine ad calling for flight nurses. By 1968, she was at Takegawa Air Base in Japan, where battle-wounded warfighters from Vietnam would stabilize before making the journey home. On her first day in Japan, Swartz helped treat a soldier whose midsection had been blown out by an accidental gunshot. By the end of the day, she wondered if she had made the biggest mistake of her life. Diane Carlson of Evans told a recruiter, "I'll join the Army Nurse Corps if you'll send me to Vietnam." Evans' brother was drafted in 65, and she watched as her male neighbors were sent to war. As a nursing student doing clinical rotations before going to Vietnam, she cared for four generations of veterans. So once Evans was in country, she said, "It was exactly where I thought I was signing up for." All three women were forever changed by the horrors of war and the mass casualties of Vietnam. Still, they were proud of their service and the difference they made. But when they returned home, they were greeted with a country that at best didn't recognize their contributions and at worst denounced them for it. Despite this, all three women went on to contribute incalculably to the veteran community. Korff started a nursing career with the Department of Veterans Affairs, dedicating her life to helping her fellow veterans. Evans led a 10-year crusade to get memorial dedicated to all the women of Vietnam War. The Vietnam Women's Memorial was dedicated in 1993. Swartz became involved in veterans advocacy, testifying in front of Congress about inadequate care for women veterans and holding leadership positions within Vietnam Veterans of America. Swartz celebrates how far the country has come in recognizing women's military service. She's confident that women like Korff and Evans and all those who came after will protect that legacy and ensure women who serve are never forgotten. The sisterhood is strong, she said. After injuring her leg in a military training accident, Sandy Brawson spent 9 years trying to heal. 7 surgeries later, doctors finally removed her leg. Through all the ups and downs, DAV was there to help Sandy's family. Today, she's an active mom who loves playing soccer with her kids. Thanks to DAV, Sandy got her life back, and her kids got their mom back. Every year, DAV helps more than 1 million veterans like Sandy get their life-changing support and benefits they've earned. Support for Victories for Veterans at DAV.org. USVM Fall 2025 Veteran-Friendly Recognition List. At USVM Veterans Magazines, we are proud to present our 2025 list of top 10 veteran-friendly employers and top yellow ribbon schools, a trusted guide for veterans, transitioning service members and military families seeking their next mission in the workforce or classroom. These honorees were selected through a national evaluation process that includes both self-reported surveys and independent research by our team. Each organization was assessed on key criteria such as veteran hiring and retention practices, military benefits, ERG support, career transitioning initiatives, and educational services tailored specifically for veterans. For schools, recognition was awarded in those offering critical support elements like Veteran Resource Centers, SVOs, VA certifying officials, and academic credit for military training. Our goal is to highlight institutions and employers that go beyond the basics, those truly committed to empowering veterans with the tools and support and opportunities they deserve. We thank and celebrate all those featured for their meaningful contributions to the veteran community. If you are interested in being considered for inclusion on the list for 2026, please email us at surveys@connectcommins.net. You're committed, resourceful, and mission-driven. You can expect the same from the healthcare that serves you and your family. CareSource Military and Veterans is dedicated to improving access and quality of healthcare for service members, retirees, veterans, and their families. We go beyond traditional definitions of health to transform lives through integrated programs that support physical, behavioral, and financial well-being. As part of a nonprofit health plan with decades of experience serving the holistic needs of our beneficiaries, we are focused on improving the quality of life for those we serve. And the list of veteran family employers is very long and too long for me to, it would take me 2 to 3 sessions to read them all. So if you have interest, call the office and we'll be glad to get that information to you. But I'm going to go with a few here for the next few minutes for top careers built for veterans. Years of service forge more than just discipline. They develop strategic thinkers, decisive leaders, and mission-driven professionals who know how to perform under pressure and adapt in real time. Veterans possess an unmatched combination of resilience, technical know-how, and collaborative strength that civilian industries are eager to tap into. Yet finding the right civilian path isn't just about job hunting, it's about discovering where your military-honed strengths align with meaningful, sustainable opportunities. Whether you're drawn to roles that mirror your expertise or ready to explore new terrain, navigating the next phase requires clarity, confidence, and the right tools. In the sections ahead, we break down top career fields suited for veterans and highlight resources designed to help you take command of your future. Your strengths. One of the first steps in finding a fulfilling career is understanding personal strengths, skills, and interests. Veterans should assess which aspects of their military experience they enjoy most and how those skills can be applied to civilian jobs. Career One Stop, a free online resource, offers career assessments that help veterans identify interests, proficiencies, and work values. These assessments provide personalized career suggestions based on the responses, making it easier for veterans to find a suitable path. Career options. Once veterans have identified their strengths and interests, researching potential career paths becomes essential. Career One Stop's occupational profile offers detailed insights into over 900 careers encompassing job tasks, salary, expectations, required educational and job market trends. Veterans can also conduct informational interviews with professionals in their desired fields to gain firsthand knowledge about specific careers. Top career paths. Countless industries highly value the skills and experience the veterans bring. Some of the most popular career options include, number one, government and public service. Many veterans find rewarding careers in government agencies such as Department of Veterans Affairs, law enforcement, or emergency management. Government jobs often provide stability, competitive salaries, and benefits that are attractive to veterans. Information technology. With technology playing an essential role in today's workforce, IT offers numerous opportunities for veterans. Roles such as cybersecurity specialists, network administration, and software developers align well with skills learned in the military, particularly for those with experience in intelligence or communications. Healthcare and medical services. Numerous veterans have received medical training during their service, making the transition to civilian healthcare roles seamless. Careers such as nursing, emergency medical services, EMS, and medical administration are excellent options for those with military medical experience. And we have run out of time, and I'll conclude that section next time. We've run out of time for today's episode of Salute of Veteran Every Day. I hope you're enjoying it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Doug Lucas, leaving for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.